Shortly after Jacob had given Joseph a coat of many colors, the Lard's family had gathered for a special feast.
Father, last week I had a dream.
We often have dreams, my son.
Oh, this one was very different, Father, and it seems so real.
What of it? My dreams are real, too.
Well, in my dream, Reuben, it seemed all of us were out working in the wheat field. Everyone was shocking the wheat, and then all of a sudden the sheaves that all of you were shocking started bowing to my sheaf.
Oh, now that was some dream. Do you expect us to bow down to you?
Oh, no, but the dream puzzles me, especially after last night. Like, I had another dream.
Oh, no, not another one.
Yes, I did, and I can't understand it either. I seemed to be in the sky, and the sun, moon, and 11 stars started bowing down to me.
Dreams. Well, I've got work to do. I can't sit here all morning and listen to you explain that one.
My son, I dearly love you, but do you think that I and your 11 brothers should bow down to you?
Oh, no, Father, but I don't understand the dreams.
In spite of his words, Jacob really did believe God was in some way revealing the future to Joseph. A few days later...
Joseph, my son, have you heard anything of your brothers at Shechem?
No, I haven't, and I was wondering about them.
I think you'd better take a basket of food and go see them. Then bring me the report of how they are.
As you wish, Father.
So Joseph took some food and started out on his long journey. After traveling about 50 miles, he came to Shechem and found that his brothers had moved to Dothan, 15 miles farther on. Forgetting his weariness, he hurried on, for he was anxious to see his brothers again. As he approached...
Look! Here comes that dreamer!
Yeah, let's get rid of him.
Ah, but how? You know how Father favors him.
Let's kill him and throw him in a pit. And see what becomes of his dreams.
Yeah, huh? But what would we tell Father?
Oh, that's easy. We'll simply tell Father that some wild animal killed him.
but he is our brother. We can't kill him. Let's just throw him in the pit alive.
Greetings, brothers.
Well, hello. Look at the coat of many colors.
Father sent me to find out how you are. I brought along some food.
Grab him.
What are you treating me this way?
There now, into the pit you go. Now that he's in the pit, what are we going to do with him?
Well, let's eat right now. We'll talk about it later. After all, food from home will taste good.
I can't let any harm come to Joseph. After dark, when the rest are asleep, I'll get him out of the pit and send him home.
And so the brothers sat down and ate the food that Joseph had carried so far for them.
Good food.
Nothing like a full stomach and a rest in the shade. I think I'll go over under those trees and take a nap.
Yeah. Look. Here comes a caravan.
Huh?
I wonder where it's going.
To Egypt, probably.
Say, why don't we sell Joseph to them as a slave?
Mm-hmm.
He is our brother, and we don't want to kill him. And the extra money wouldn't be bad.
But what about Father?
Oh, we can make up some likely story. The thing is, let's get rid of Joseph so we don't have to listen to any more of his wild dreams.
Well, that suits me.
Sir, would you be interested in a good slave?
I'll get him out of the pit.
Sir, would you be interested in a good slave?
Stop the caravan!
Now, what did you say?
Would you like to buy a slave? He's young, obedient, strong.
Well, let's see it.
Here he is.
Oh, brothers, please, don't sell me as a slave, please.
He's a noble-looking lad, well-built, too. How much?
20 pieces of silver.
That's pretty high, but I know a certain captain in Egypt who would be glad to have a fine-looking boy like this in his home. I'll pay it.
Oh, please, brothers, please. My brothers, please.
After that nap, I'm ready to... Oh, where's Joseph? He's not in the pit.
We sold him to that caravan going yonder. Hey, look at this money.
Where'd you get it?
Pretty good price. 20 pieces for a slave, don't you think?
You didn't. Oh, what have I done? I should have sent him home at once. What will Father say? I told you not to hurt Joseph.
Well, you're in this thing now, just as deep as we are. We'd all better start thinking up a good story to tell Father.